Follow our Twitter account at Wow Show.
It is Way of the Warrior. Eric O'Brien and Ken Evans breaking off all the news that is in the world of mixed martial arts. A lot of stuff breaking. Cyborg has been cut from the UFC. That will lead us to our question of the day that we'll get to. But the biggest news is that the UFC has officially won their lawsuit against the entire state of New York City.
Wow.
Not really true. But they have won their lawsuit.
Don't mess with the Fertitta brothers,
right,
man.
They have won their lawsuit in the state of New York. So therefore, you can see that Madison Square Garden 20th anniversary show that we've been pining for coming up this fall.
Okay, now I'm not very familiar with the details of the lawsuit. They were essentially suing for the right to run shows, correct?
Yes, and then the culinary union was standing in the way, saying that they have faulty business practices and blah, 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 blah. So it went to court. They won that lawsuit, and what they've been trying to do is get you guys another super fight. They want to do a big show on the 20th at MSG, their 20th anniversary in November of this year. Rumors are flying, obviously, but it may or may not have something to do with Anderson Silva, which may or may not have something to do with either John Jones or George St. Pierre.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yes, doesn't it?
And I don't want to pee in the Wheaties here.
Here we go.
But it's still the Culinary Union, and to book a big show, you still have to get into those giant venues. You still have to make an agreement with them. Are these venues going to want to take the risk of upsetting unions? In New York City especially, we know how big the quote-unquote unions are in New York City.
Yeah, there certainly is that, but I think a big step forward is that everyone tried to do the right thing and take it to court, and the union lost, so there you go.
I'm just asking the question. I want to see
Let me ask you this question. I mean, the Fertittas own Station Casinos, and everything is connected to Station Casinos. You don't think that the Fertittas can go into New York and Madison Square Garden won't want to do business with them?
I'm not saying they wouldn't want to do business with them, but you have to wonder in a situation like this where these guys have caused headaches. And remember, this has been the same thing from Dana White since, what, 2009? We're going to be in New York this year. We're going to be in New York this year. We're going to be in New York this year. That keeps happening. Now, this is huge. You have an actual legal ruling, and I have no doubt that the UFC can find venues to work with. Can they work with that big venue? The one they want is Madison Square Garden.
Yes.
That's where they want to be. They want to be in Barclays Center. They want to be in those big venues. Those big venues have a lot of union workers, especially in New York City proper, in Brooklyn, in all of those boroughs. That's going to be a tough get. I think the Fertittas are the right guys to go do it. Dana White's probably the right guy to go do it. I think it's probably going to happen, but let's just not put the cart before the horse, so to speak.
You can do what you want. I'm just saying when Mayweather goes into Vegas and books his own fights, he essentially owns everybody in that venue.
But he follows union rules
and
all of those
things. All I'm saying is let's just hire Mayweather to bring his hot dog vendors into MSG, and then we get our event. That's all I'm saying. The model is there.
I honestly think that would be harder to get outside hot dog vendors into MSG with the union rules than an MMA event.
Well, it's huge news, and if you're a fan of MMA, you've long wanted to see an event in New York City. We are still aiming for that Madison Square Garden 20th anniversary edition, and hopefully that will happen, and then soon after the Barclays Center. Big, big news in the world of mixed martial arts. Brings us to our question of the day as we get ready for next week's pay-per-view. It's from Bill on our Facebook page. He asks, all of the top women in MMA are particularly attractive. Is the UFC just signing marketable, aka sexy women?
Well, we only have two women signed, correct? Or Misha Tate?
No, Misha Tate
also,
and Liz is also, yeah.
Liz Carmouche.
Liz, and then who's Misha fighting? Sarah Kaufman, right?
Oh, right.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know, man. I mean, whatever floats your boat as far as saying they're only hiring attractive women. I think they're hiring fighters. Now, the question can certainly be asked, is the focus only on attractive women? Because we've had a lot of people ask the question this week, if this fight is lost by Ronda Rousey, some people are predicting that this women's division would just quietly go away within 6 months.
Well, like I said at the top of the segment, they've gotten rid of Cyborg. They've cut ties with her because she doesn't want to play. And so that crazy fight that everyone in the world of female MMA wants to watch will not happen. Now, it is undeniable, Ken, to say that Ronda Rousey is hot. Even my wife is like, wow, she's really hot for an MMA fighter. So I think there might be something to that kind of commercialization of that industry. And you're, I think, going in the right direction. If she loses next Saturday night, there's probably not going to be much for this division.
Right. I don't know. And I don't know if they would have the gumption, so to speak, to simply outright cut the division, but we would certainly see it.
I don't think Monday morning they just go, oh, we cut them all. Sorry.
You never know. But, you know, I wouldn't doubt seeing a women's championship on Fuel TV very soon if that were the case, or FX at least.
Well, but I guess to get to the root of Bill's question.
Let's remember that after Gina Carano lost, women's MMA
also hot
fell off.
Right.
And Cyborg, an amazing fighter, but nobody really was paying that much attention until Ronda Rousey came on the scene and started winning and starting taking people's arms home. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that she's an attractive woman and this is a primarily male audience.
Do you think, Ken, if the division looked a little bit different, it would have that same sort of panache that it has leading into this pay-per-view?
That's assuming there's panache leading into this pay-per-view. We're going to have to wait till next week to see that.
We'll find out. All right. Catch everything this weekend. All the results of Fuel TV with Henan Barrow and Michael McDonald on our Facebook and our Twitter page, Search Wow Show. We will catch you next week. It's Eric O'Brien, Ken Evans. It's Way of the Warrior, your MMA show.